1. This is another edition of Between the Colors, a literature quickie, with your host, Tofu Dave, on your community radio station, WCOM-FM 103.5, Chapel Hill and Carbera. Today, I have on the line a travesty of a book, I must say, Make America Sane Again, Reflections on Trump's Travesties by Sheldon Hirsch. Sheldon, are you on the line?
I am on the line. Thank you for having me.
Well, Sheldon, it's a pleasure. Your book has quite a clown on the cover, I must say, irreverently. And it's a fairly long book, very detailed, and I guess I could say it's sort of a reflection on what you call the misdeeds and possibly illegal actions by our current president, Donald Trump. Mr. Hirsch, why did you write this book?
Well, the easy answer is that there were so many misdeeds and travesties that accumulated that I no longer felt as a citizen I could sit back and not do my part in, even if it's a small part, in answering. So it turned out I was an occasional letter writer, and more and more often he would do something that would strike me as a travesty and harmful and sometimes even evil. And I would write a letter to the editor at a major newspaper about it. And eventually it turned out I got enough of these published, and I had written enough that I realized that this could comprise a book that would be a hopefully insightful and interesting chronology of the misdeeds of this president. So I started waking up every morning before work. I'm still working. I'm an active physician. And I would look at what he had done the day before, and it was very easy to find something that appeared like a travesty. And I would write a letter or two or three to an editor, and they, as I said, sometimes were published and sometimes were not. But eventually I just compiled them into a book. And because I was doing this every day for a long time, it's a rather detailed and extensive chronology of what I would say is Donald Trump's misdeeds.
And I would say it is that. There are 17 chapters. There's, anywhere from 5 to 10 or 12 subtitles in each chapter, which gives us into maybe a couple hundred. And I was struck by your last part of the book. Part 4 is called More Craziness, and it led me to want to ask you, well, you know, all these years you talk about here, you have in semi-chronological but not really more topical order, what do you think is sort of the craziest or most egregious thing that you talk about in this book?
Wow, that is very difficult to answer. But I would say as a theme, the most harmful and craziest thing is the way the things that he has done has caused so many actual deaths, people dying and dead. And I bring that up as an answer to what I sometimes hear from Trump supporting friends, which is that he's crazy and he says crazy things, but they're of no moment. It's just words, it just passes, and they don't lead to harmful policies. But I can run through, and I do this in the book, a list of things he has done that have killed people, many people.
That really hurt people. And I don't think there'd be much disagreement in my listening audience here in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. But, you know, part of what you call the craziness here is the opposite effect. There seem to be some things that are that Trump has done that are almost just plain stupid. In your book, you talk about Looney Tunes. You have a chapter called "Will Hezketh Ever Stop Drinking?" Another one called "Shambolic and Incompetent." So let me turn it around to the opposite, almost the comedic end of things. What is sort of just in your mind the most ridiculous or stupid or silly thing that you recount in this book?
Wow, again, that's hard because there are so many comic things. But for example, since you bring it up, many of the people that he's hired in the second term. So for example, I'll mention two of them. One, Hezgeff, who in the interview for his job, had to tell, the Senate that he promised if hired, he would stop drinking. And I just wondered, if any one of us in North Carolina or anywhere in the country were interviewing anyone to mow their lawn or to babysit their kids or to be on the Board of Education, if that person said in the job interview, if you hire me, I will stop drinking, if that would be the immediate end of the interview. I didn't even mention in the book that he had paid $50,000 to settle a case of sexual abuse. So that would be another thing. If in an interview for, you know, mowing your lawn, somebody said, well, yeah, I settled a case of sexual abuse, would you hire that person? So that's one sort of, you know, I don't really call it comic. It's kind of comic tragic. Another is RFK Jr., hiring him. I would venture that it's safe to say if the next 1,000 candidates for president were elected, RFK Jr. would not have been on the top 1,000 of the candidates for the job he got in any of those 1,000 potential presidents. He was completely unqualified. I likened it to if I applied to become the Attorney General of the United States, and they say, well, first of all, you're a doctor. What do you know about the law? And I said, well, I have no training or experience in the law, but I read about it a lot, and I have some ideas. And then they said, well, tell us about your ideas. And I said, well, my ideas are that everything all the expert knows is crazy. The Bill of Rights is an abomination. The Constitution is an abomination. The right to a lawyer is an abomination. And I'm going to change all that. And then they said, oh, yeah, you're hired. So the actual reason that RFK Jr. got hired as a complete non-candidate is that at the time of pre-election was proceeding, he was getting 2% of the vote. And Donald Trump went to him and said, for your support and 2% of the vote in what looks like it's going to be a very close election, I will offer you a job in my administration. So this was as venal and corrupt a deal as you can imagine. Now, I should be a little realistic about that and say, that's politics. People do that all the time. But when normal presidents do that and they make a deal to get someone's support, they offer them the ambassadorship to Ghana, or the groundskeeper of the White House. They don't make them the head of Health and Human Services.
Right. Sheldon Hirsch, author of Make America Sane Again, Reflections on Trump's Travesties, recently out from First Hill Books, available, I'm sure, on Amazon and places like that. Make America Sane Again, author Sheldon Hirsch. So, Sheldon, if I can keep going in this vein a little bit, you know, we've got a university community here. We're local community radio. I doubt many of my listeners would disagree with much of what you said so far. I think the next question on my listeners' minds would be, well, okay, hey, Mr. Hirsch, I agree with you. You got good points. Reflections on Trump's travesties. Yes, it's a travesty. Well, besides buying your book, what should I do now? You have any answers for people?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. And I think it's very individual. So, for example, for me, I wrote a book. But that's obviously not for everyone. But I think that there are, you know, there are a lot of national organizations that are giving great advice on very practical things that you can do. So, for example, one of them is I think it's called Indivisible, and there are other organizations like that. But I would suggest, as a very practical matter, that if you can, if there's one thing people can do and you have the means, it's to identify the races in the three or four or five races in the Senate or in the House that are in the 50-50 area that we need to swing to the, and I'm not even going to call it the Democrat cause, because I'm not a lifelong card-carrying Democrat. I'm going to call it the anti-Trump cause. And I think you can be Democrat or Republican and be angered by this. And anyway, so identify those races and contribute whatever you can. Now, if those are local races, you can get out, make phone calls, you know, call the person, do whatever they recommend. If they're distant races, then you can contribute whatever money that you have available, a little or a lot. Every bit helps. But to answer that question, I think the most useful and practical thing that we can do would be to contribute in any way we can to those 50-50 races that will decide the House and the Senate in the months to come.
Gotcha. Sheldon Hirsch, author of Make America Sane Again, Reflections on Trump's Travesties. And, you know, here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, oh, I guess it was about a few weeks or a month ago, we had a big demonstration, No King's Day number 3. And in this small university town, boy, we had thousands of people out. Have you ever gone to one of those No King's type of demonstrations out there?
Yes, I've gone to every one that we've had. You know, I think the volume of them and the number of people is very, very telling. But I caution that they're like-minded people gathering by themselves. And I do think that we need to do more than just that.
So your book, you're getting it out to some of the maybe what you might call not like-minded people trying to get other people to read some of this.
Well, certainly open-minded people, mm-hmm. but I also think that you know, like-minded people can help preferred candidates in the ways that we've discussed,
right.
And like-minded people can work on getting other like-minded people who are just not so motivated to vote to get them angered and more motivated to vote. Because it's all about the voting and the elections and who we can, you know, get into the proper positions.
Right, and we hope we can keep having elections again. Talking to Sheldon Hirsch.
Talk about comic tragic.
That's right, the author of Make America Sane Again, Reflections on Trump's Travesties. And, well, it's been a good quickie. Sheldon, any last words for our listening audience here in Chapel Hill, North Carolina?
Well, most importantly, you know, please think of what you can do to help out and go out and do that. With regards to my book, you know, I think it is different in a couple ways than traditional books about politics. First, the letter writing style makes it very easily readable. Everything is to the point. And it goes from one point to the other, and I've gotten very good feedback on how easy it is to read.
Well, we'll get you some feedback again. This has been another edition of Between the Covers, our literature quickie on your community radio station, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, and Carrboro 103.5 on your FM dial. This is your host, DJ Tofu Dave. We'll be back at you next time with another quickie.